Late Show Pod Show listeners can get 20% off on all Late Show with Stephen Colbert merchandise on ParamountShop.com. That's 20% off at checkout on all Late Show shirts, mugs, accessories, and more with code TLS20 at ParamountShop.com.
Jump into the epic world of Avatar: The Last Airbender
with Nickelodeon's official companion podcast, Avatar: Brave and the Elements.
Hosted by me, Janet Varney.
And me, Dante Bosco. Listen to Avatar: Brave and the Elements
wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey, everybody, it's Stephen Colbert. Welcome to the Late Show Pod Show. This is the podcast of the Late Show with Stephen Colbert, but you know that or else you wouldn't have clicked on that little button. I'm here with Becca, my producer. Becca, this is always fun to sit here with you and play our little games about whether I can remember anything about my career. What are we playing today?
So today we have a comedian who you talked to over Zoom in 2021.
Okay, so still in COVID, but not first year. So it's not John Mulaney.
No.
Because Mulaney was one of my first guests when we went into COVID. A comedian I spoke to, was this person on pushing a project?
Yes.
A movie?
No.
Oh, an album?
No.
A new album, a special, a comedy special, a TV show?
I have a hint. I have a hint.
An opera. I'm naming every possible performance mode. What's the hint?
The hint is that this person used to be an intern at the Colbert Report.
Is it Z-Way?
Yes.
Wow. That's fantastic.
It's a fun one.
I forgot that she was an intern.
It's a great story.
I see the influence.
Yeah. She's performing at New York Comedy Festival this week.
Yeah.
Check her out. Here's Z-Way.
Z-Way.
Hey, welcome back, everybody. My next guest is a comedian, actress, and writer who created and stars in the new show, Z-Way.
I'm honored that you're doing the show, but my question is, why did you agree to this? Do you know who I am?
I don't have the slightest idea who you are. Someone who worked for you was incredibly persistent. Mm. Incredibly persistent to the point where this just seemed easier.
So shout out to the persistence of women of color, really.
Yes, or any persistence.
Please welcome to a Late Show, Z-Way. Z-Way, thanks for being here.
Thanks for having me. I'm so delighted to be here. You are an icon.
Oh, wow. Well, I'm deeply complimented because I was really excited to have you on because you are absolutely the it comedian right now. Everybody's talking about you. Everybody's talking about your show. And then I found out that we already met. In a lot of different ways, we have connections, I found out. This is me glomming onto your popularity, in case you're wondering. That's how you get one of these shows. This is the first place. There's so many ways. Strap in, people at home, because there's so many different ways. It turns out you were one of my interns at the old show. There you are, right there. And I also want to point out, Jim, before you go, evidently so was John Oliver. Was also one of my interns. Everyone in this photo has a TV show now. Congratulations to all of you. Well, what was it like being an intern at the old gig?
It was so surreal because your face was on every wall, whether that was as an animation or as Baby Yoda. And so it was a dream come true, honestly. Uh-huh. And I famously got a joke on the show as a chatty intern. And that kind of kickstarted my career.
Well, I heard about this too. This made me very proud. Again, trying to hook my wagon to your star right now. So do you remember what the story was about where you got your joke on? Because I've got the graphic right here. What was the story?
The story was about whether Prop 8 was going to be passed, and I pitched a lower third,
In California, the anti-gay marriage proposition, yeah.
Exactly.
And you pitched this lower third. There you go. There you have it. Gay set match. And what did this say to you that you got a joke on TV?
Well, honestly, I was raised by a Nigerian immigrant, so I had no idea that there were professional artists who weren't doctors and dentists who moonlighted. And so getting a joke on the show at 21 years old just opened my eyes to a new world of creativity. And then I went on to like work at The Onion, and then I interned at I.O., and I did improv there as well. So it really kickstarted my career, honestly.
You also went to Northwestern, which I went to. You also, what'd you study there?
I studied radio, television, film, poetry, and African-American studies.
Okay, good. Also improv in Chicago.
Yes.
Okay. And so at this point, it feels slightly like stalking, but I'm flattered. I want to talk about my face being on everything. You do the same thing now, though. Like, you put your face on everything, don't you?
Yes. Well, so you are one of my biggest influences. Like, my high school teacher showed me Jonathan Swift's story as well as your show in tandem, and it changed my life. And so as a result, because I interned at your job and I saw your face everywhere, it inspired me to create an opening theme song with my face everywhere and kind of as an homage to your character.
And you don't have to be honest about this if you don't want to, but isn't it kind of great to be a character who is really self-important and thinks that they're really great and puts their face on everything so you can pretend that's not your ego, that it's just your character doing it?
Exactly. I, Z-Way, am humble, but Z-Way, the character, is a narcissist.
That's exactly right. Exactly right. Now, the new Z-Way grew out of your Instagram series, which was hugely popular last summer. For the people out there who haven't seen it yet, explain to them what Z-Way is.
Well, so Z-Wave, my television show with A24 and Showtime, is a satirical comedy show where I interview respective guests about race and pop culture. And hijinks ensue.
Do you ever any hesitancy? I used to, you know, when I would go out on the road, especially and interview people, people would say, how do you ask that question? Like, how do you, A, keep from laughing? And B, how do you bring yourself? You seem like a polite person. How do you bring yourself to ask questions that might upset the person who is being asked?
I start speaking before I think, and then the words just come out.
has anyone got really upset with you?
Not yet, but time will tell. It's only a season one show, so I have a lot of time, hopefully.
Now, in addition to creating the show, you star, you write, you produce, you edit, you appear in your own as your own musical guest in every episode. What is that? Why do you need that kind of creative control? Do you think that's entirely positive to have that much control? And why are you a control freak?
You know, I have trouble letting go. I read when you first started Late Show, you were like in the rafters looking at tile. So I can really relate to that inability.
Yes, it was not a great idea, but I'm glad it worked out for you. But no, you do. You want to go like, oh, this pen. Could this pen be funnier? What if the cap wasn't black? Like that level of obsession?
Yeah, I think it's the Northwestern. I can't control myself. I wish I wasn't like this, but this is the woman that I am.
We have to take a quick break, but stick around. When we come back, I'll ask Z-Way about her impression of Kamala Harris.
Here's the thing about eating. We all have to do it, sometimes even a few times a day. But if you already have a lot on your plate that isn't food, like stuff to do, figuring out your meals can be stressful. By the time you get breakfast going, it could be lunchtime. And then what? Eat your breakfast for lunch? Is that allowed? Yes, you're a grown-up who can make their own choices. And whether that choice is eating breakfast for every meal or bending to society's construct of proper mealtimes, you can eat stress-free this spring with Factor's delicious ready-to-eat meals that can be ready in as little as 2 minutes. Tailored to your schedule and weird eating habits, you have the flexibility to get as much or as little as you need. Pause or reschedule deliveries to suit your cool new breakfast-only lifestyle. You can even try meals that feature premium ingredients like filet mignon, shrimp, truffle butter, broccolini, and asparagus, if that's what you're into, for breakfast. Or any meal. You do you. Head to factormeals.com/lateshow50 and use code lateshow50 to get 50% off your first box plus 20% off your next box. That's code lateshow50 at factormeals.com/lateshow50 to get 50% off your first box plus 20% off your next box while your subscription is active.
If you own a vehicle with less than 200,000 miles and have an auto warranty about to expire or no warranty coverage at all, listen up. CarShield has a low-cost, month-to-month vehicle protection plan that covers more parts than ever. Visit carshield.com/audio to find out how you could pay almost nothing for covered auto repairs. Drivers who activate this vehicle protection today will also receive free roadside assistance, free towing, and car rental options at no additional cost. Get your free quote today at carshield.com/audio. That's carshield.com/audio.
Everybody, we're back with comedian Z-Way. Now, as if Z-Way wasn't enough, you also play Vice President Harris. You played Vice President Harris on Our Cartoon President on Showtime, as well as Tori Hughes in The Establishment and Susan Shepherd on Hot Take on Paramount Plus's Tuning Out the News, two shows that I executive produce. So there's more connections between the two of us. Paramount Plus, it's a mountain of Z-Way. What's your hook for getting into Kamala Harris Veep mode?
I usually say Brett Kavanaugh has not, because that's just the refrain that I remember her specifically repeating at the time that I was auditioning for the show. And so that's how I get into Kamala mode.
Would you like to meet her and interview her?
I would love to interview her. She would be an iconic guest.
She's a fantastic. I've interviewed her. How about four or five times? The interesting thing about her, because not all politicians are this way, is you feel like you're actually having a conversation with her.
Wow. Yeah. She's an icon. She's an icon.
What do you want to do next? I mean, you're your own musical guest every show, and I'm curious whether you want a musical career.
I am going to pivot to pop star in 4 to 5 years. But right now, I'll be a television host.
Do you have any advice for anyone going into an internship out there?
Don't stop talking. It'll never get you in trouble.
Well, give my best to your fellow intern, John Oliver. I miss him. I wonder whatever happened to that guy. And thank you so much for being here. It was great to meet you again.
Thanks for having me. It's a pleasure to meet my tether and talk to him on his show. So this has been awesome.
Well, season finale of Z-Way airs Sunday on Showtime. Z-Way, everybody. Thanks so much.
Thank you for listening to The Late Show Pod Show with Stephen Colbert. Just one more thing. If you want to see more of me, come to The Late Show YouTube channel for more clips and exclusives.
Grand Canyon University, an affordable private Christian university, is one of the largest and fastest growing universities in the country, offering more than 270 programs online. In addition to federal grants and aid, GCU's online students received nearly $130 million in institutional scholarships in 2022. Find your purpose at Grand Canyon University. Private, Christian, affordable. Visit gcu.edu/myoffer to see the scholarships you may qualify for.
The Hargan women seemed to have it all.
We were blessed. My mom was amazing.
But detectives would soon discover...
Inside the house, there were the bodies of two women.
A story of betrayal you would struggle to believe if it wasn't true.
I am just praying to God. This is a sick joke.
From 48 Hours, this is Blood is Thicker, The Hargan Family Killings. Listen to Blood is Thicker, The Hargan Family Killings, early and ad-free on Wondery Plus, starting May 1st.